All right, Rabbi Zeh, let's pick up where we left off. We were discussing the big machlokes that we shine right over here at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim with regards to Tosefes Shabbos, right? The opinion of the Rimi Kurbaya was that a person could fulfill the mitzvahs of Shabbos in the time of Tosefes Shabbos. He could even fulfill the Suda Shabbos. A person could daven, make Kiddush, eat all of his Suda Shabbos while the sun is still shining, bench, and already be sitting on his couch by the time Tzitzik HaChavim comes. And beyond say all the mitzvahs of Shabbos in that fashion. Matzah is the one outlier. That's why the Mishnah here says you have to wait out Shetechshach, because matzah, all the mitzvahs of Pesach require the 15th of Nisan. And even though a person accepts Tosefes Shabbos, it certainly is not the 15th of Nisan. That cannot change the calendaric date if a baby is born. Bisman Tosefes Shabbos, the bris will not be on the following Shabbos, it'll be the following Friday. It cannot change the calendaric date. So matzah and Karban Pesach, which depend on the calendaric date, that remains the same. And, Tosefes Shabbos doesn't affect that. That's why you have to wait out Shetechshach. But for all other matters that relate to Kedusha Shabbos, such as eating the Suda Shabbos and Kiddush and Davening, certainly Tosefes Shabbos is good enough for that. However, then Tosefes quotes the Rabbeinu Yehuda, and Tosefes who disagrees that one cannot fulfill the mitzvahs of Shabbos that depend on Kedusha Shabbos during the Zman of Tosefes, because the Zman of Tosefes is really not a time of Kedusha Shabbos at all. It doesn't extend the Kedusha of Shabbos earlier in the day. What does it do? What it does is that it is kind of a precautionary measure with regards to Isur Melacha, right? We saw the Medrash in Parshas Bereishis, the Kodesh Baruch Hu entered into Shabbos at a moment, on a dime. People, human beings, cannot do that. We're not able to enter into Shabbos, on a dime. We need a little bit of time before the Shabbos begins, before Shabbos commences, in order to restrict ourselves from doing malacha, to refrain from doing malacha, in order to make sure that we don't end up going over the time and being makal Shabbos with the malacha once it's already come into Shabbos. We've discussed in the past that there are sometimes you find a siyag da'iraisa. Sometimes, right, of course, generally, the notion of making a siyag, a boundary, a precaution, is something that's left up to us, to the devices of Chazal, to make a gzera, not to do this, lest you come to do that. We're not accustomed to encountering this kind of a setup with regards to mitzvahs midairaisa, but there are a few mitzvahs midairaisa which themselves are a siyag. We discussed, I think, last year, the cooking, basa b'chalav, might be a siyag, even though it's based on the pasuk, v'shavasa g'di b'chalev imoi, three times in the Torah, one le'isa bishul, one le'isa achila, one le'isa arnom, one le'isa bishul, that you can't even cook basa b'chalav together. Maybe that's only as a precautionary measure, lest you come to eat it. Or we had even this year, the bal yirah, bal yimatzeh. A person is not only not allowed to eat chametz, he's not allowed to own chametz on Pesach. So if you remember, we saw the Ran on Daf Beis Man Aleph, that was a siyag d'oraisa. That was a precautionary measure which is taken by the Torah to prevent us from coming to eat chametz. Not only can you not eat it, you can't have it in your home. Why can't you have it in your home? Lest you come to eat it, because it's different than other malchalas asuras, which we're not accustomed to interacting with the whole year, and where hopefully we don't interact with shrimp and pork the whole year, but we do interact with chametz, and in order to make sure that you don't come to eat on Pesach, so the Torah established its own kind of precaution, the siyag d'oraisa, lest you come to eat it. And all of them are collected by Rabbi Yosef Engel, who was a great guy, lived in the 1800s, going over into the 1900s, who in one of his wonderful svarim called Lekach Toiv, which he wrote when he was a young man in his early 20s, late teens, collected all of the times that we find the siyag d'oraisa, where we find the Torah itself taking precautions. And one of the examples he quotes is this medrash, that you find that sometimes Chazal themselves, the Torah itself establishes a siyag, lest the person will come to violate an Issur D'oraisa. And one of the examples is that we have Tosefes Shabbos. So Tosefes Shabbos is really just kind of a buffer to make sure that a person doesn't violate Shabbos in terms of an Issur Melacha. But all it is regards to Issur Melacha. So that's why the opinion of Rabbeinu Yehuda was he cannot fulfill the mitzvahs of Shabbos during this Zman of Tosefes, because it's not Kedusha Shabbos at all. All it is the Zman of Issur Melacha. How can you make Kiddush then? How can you daven then? Mariv, Kabbalah Shabbos. We already said yesterday, Salvechik explained within the Rambam, that Kiddush can be made before Shabbos actually arrives. That doesn't depend on Kedusha Shabbos. That's there to explain why I'm about to be shoves from malacha. That's why kiddush goes together with isa malacha, right? Kol sheyeshnu v'shama yeshnu v'zachar. Maybe kiddush can be before the time of Shabbos actually starts, because all kiddush is about is explaining, declaring why am I being shoves from malacha. But lav davka, then necessarily has to take place on Shabbos itself, as opposed to the Suda Shabbos that has to take place on Shabbos, one of the mitzvahs of the day. And if Toseva Shabbos is just to bring back the buffer of when Shabbos begins, to make sure I don't violate Shabbos in the Nisim Malacha, maybe you can't fulfill the Suda Shabbos Bizman Shat Tosefis. And we saw yesterday that this was two opinions in the Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch seemed to be lenient on this, but the Mishnah Berurah quoted the Marshal. The Taz was lenient. The Marshal, the Amsha Shlomo, was Machmir. That perhaps all Tosefa Shabbos is a buffer for Issa Malacha. And therefore we said it's a nice Qumrah for a person, even though he's going to make early Shabbos, to have a Kezayis of bread after the time of Tzitzik HaChavim, to make sure that he's Yotzei the Sudos Shabbos V'chol HaDeus. We said this Machlekes, the Taz and the Marshal, might, really the 2 days, Deus here in Tosefis, what is the nature of Tosefa Shabbos? Is it an extension of Kedusha Shabbos earlier into Friday? Or is it just a buffer, a precautionary measure for Issa Malacha, might make a big difference with regards to Tosefes Shavuos. Can I accept Shavuos early, make early Yantuf on Shavuos? So the Magen Avraham and the Taz said, well, if you do that, you're going to start eating in, you're going to encroach, right, that's a football term, right, Super Bowl is coming up, you're going to encroach, that's the extent of my football knowledge, but you're going to encroach on the Sheva Shabbos, or Tmimas Tiyena, of Sfiras HaOmer. Because by being makabel toisefes yantif, you're going to be makabel toisefes kedusha of Shavuos during the time when it's really supposed to be the time of Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer has to be a 7 complete weeks, and here at the end of Sfiras HaOmer, if you're going to start being makabel toisefes yantif early, you're going to end Sfiras HaOmer prematurely, and that's going to be a violation of Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiena. That was the Magen Avraham and the Taz, and this makes sense according to the Taz. And that perspective, the opinion of the Rimi Korbayo, that Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yantif is really bringing early Kedusha Shabbos, Kedusha Yantif. So it'd be a violation of Sheva Shabbos Tzmi Mestiyena. However, the Karben Nisano disagreed. He said, what are you talking about? Tosefes Yantif is just a precautionary measure vis-a-vis Iser Malacha. That's not a violation of Sheva Shabbos Tzmi Mestiyena. And therefore, the Karben Nisano disagreed that one can be Makabel Shavuos early. Of course, over here we're machmir. The midig is not to accept Shavuos early, but we understand where the carbon asano is coming from. Or let's go back. Another issue where Moshe has a suffix, so does the Kaf HaChaim. That's the famous Sfardi poisek. So the Kaf HaChaim has a suffix, as does Rav Moshe. Let's say a person accepts Shabbos early during Sfiras HaOmer. So can he count Sfiras HaOmer of the following day during the Zman of Tosefes? Interesting. So I would have said no, that's a calendaric issue. That's not even a Kedushas, Kedushas Hayyam issue. But they have a suffix about that. Perhaps the suffix has to do with what's the nature of Tosefa Shabbos. Is it that it's already Kedusha Shabbos? Maybe I could already count Sfiras HaOmer for the following day. Or is it just a precautionary measure vis-a-vis Issa Malacha? What does that have to do with counting the following day Sfiras HaOmer? I would have said either way, it can't work because that's a calendaric issue, but I understand where they're coming from. However, the whole world says that this machlok is the Taz and the Marshal. What is the nature of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yantif? Is the Taz and the Marshal lishitasam with regards to not only Shavuos and the Su'udas Shabbos, Bizman Shal Tosefes? What about on Shmini Atzeres? Can you accept Shmini Atzeres early? So the opinion of the Marshal was, and here they take the opposite side of the same side of the conceptual framework, but the opposite side of the halachic line in terms of can you accept it early. Here the Marshal says one cannot accept Shmini Atzeres early, right, encroaching onto Hoshana Rabbah, because there'll be a suffix whether or not one has to make a bracha of Leishei B'Sukkah when you make Kiddush. In the sukkah, when you make kiddush on Shmini Atzeres, should you really be eating right in Eretz Yisrael? You wouldn't be eating in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So when you make kiddush early, you're not going to be eating in the sukkah. And even if you are eating the sukkah, you're certainly not going to be making a bracha. But the Marshal says, 1 minute, Tosefes Yantif is just vis-a-vis Issa Malacha. That's it. You can make kiddush early because kiddush doesn't have to take place on Yantif; it could even take place before. But it really remains, right? Fundamentally, it remains Hoshana Rabbah. So if you're going to make Kiddush early on Hoshana Rabbah, so Marshal said, 1 minute, you really should be eating in the sukkah, but yet you're making Kiddush for Shmini Atzeres, you're certainly not going to be able to make aleishev b'sukkah. So you're going to miss out on eating in the sukkah, making aleishev b'sukkah, because it really is Hashanah Rabbah. You certainly can't make kiddush for Shmini Atzeres and aleishev b'sukkah. That doesn't make any sense at all. So therefore, the Maharshal says you cannot make kiddush early on Shmini Atzeres. As everyone knows, you don't make early on to Shmini Atzeres. The Taz disagrees. Taz says, what are you talking about? It's mamash l'shitasim. It's beautiful. The Taz says, Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yantif is a Kedushas Hayoim that is brought earlier. And there's no requirement of Sheva Shabbos Tmimos Tiyena, you know, or Sheva, you know, Yamim Tmimos Tiyena by Sukkos. Why can't you bring Shmini Atzeres earlier? Yes, you'll exempt yourself from the Sukkah prematurely, right? Hashanah Rabbah could have continued for another hour, and here you are making kiddush for Shmini Atzeres, but it doesn't matter. You accept the Shmini Atzeres early. There's no requirement to get every second out of Sukkot. So you are accepted Shmini Atzeres early. Okay, so you accept Shmini Atzeres early, but you have no problem making kiddush early and not sitting in the sukkah early, because what is Tosefes? The whole purpose of Tosefes is a kind of extension of Kedushas Hayoyim earlier. So the Taz says, why can't you make Kiddush earlier, and you won't make Aleisha B'sukkah, and you won't sit in the sukkah? So again, here the Taz and Marshal are Lishitasam. They're on either side of the line in terms of, yes, you can make early Yantif, or no, you can't make early Yantif, right? The Marshal would have been opposed to making, had no problem making early Shavuos. He's the one who has the problem making early Shmini Atzeres. The Taz had a problem making early Shavuos, doesn't have a problem making early Shmini Atzeres, but they remain conceptually the same. And that is, what is the nature of Tosefes? Is the nature of Tosefes bringing forth Kedushas Shabbos and Yantif earlier onto Erev Shabbos, Erev Yantif? Or is it just a precautionary buffer vis-a-vis Iser Melacha? There's so many issues, though, that depend on this. For example, Tosefes says in Maseches Beitza, what is the shear of Tosefes Shabbos? How long does Tosefes Shabbos have to be? We saw, right, there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur, and from there we derive to every Shabbos and Yantif a mitzvah to be Moisef Mechol al Kodesh. How long? How long does it have to be? So basically, look at the sheet. You'll see, Taisa says Mesechtes Beitza. I gave you the Taz and the Marshal by Shmini Atzeres. So look it up. Fantastic. But Taisa says over here in Beitza, Lamed Amud Aleph, Mashma the Yeshir with Tosefes Yom Kippurim, you have to stop a little early. There must be a shear. They couldn't have been eating all the way until it got dark. The women over here, remember we discussed yesterday, the women were not careful about Tosefes. We didn't tell them about it because Mutav Shushoygim Valu Mezidim. Why should we make them amazed? They're not going to listen to us anyway. So better that they be a shoygim than amazed. But it sounds like there's a shear that the woman, can't be the woman were eating on Yom Kippur. If they were eating on Yom Kippur, for sure we would have said something. What it means is they were violating the shear of Tosefes Shabbos. So it sounds like, says the Beis, the Tosefes Beis, that there's a shear for Tosefes Shabbos. It's not 1 second. It's not an instant. It's not a millisecond. Certainly the women were not eating on Yom Kippur. We would have to tell them about that, and they wouldn't have done it if we had told them. They were not being careful about Tosefes. So Tosefes says, it must be there's a shear then of Tosefes that they were violating. What is the shear? Yeah, Benji, what do you want to say? Right, so starting a second day of Yontif early runs into a bigger problem. You can't really accept Yontif Sheni early. It's a good question. We discussed accepting Yontif Rishon early. So almost every Yontif you can't accept early. There's always an exception. Every shul rabbi knows this. This is in the shul rabbi's handbook, if there would be one. There should be one. I don't know why Arch calls a Gabbai handbook. Why can't the shul rabbi have a handbook? But in the shul rabbi... What?
Rabbi's not safe,
fair. Yeah, no, I don't think so. But that's not my tafkid in this world. But in the Shul Rabbi's handbook, there would be, you cannot accept almost any Yontif early. Why not? Because Pesach and Sukkot, you can't make Kiddush. Pesach, you can't make Kiddush if you just saw until Ad Shetechshach. So that's really talking about Matzah and Karban Pesach. But as we're going to see, Daud Kaisis also is one of the mitzvahs halayla and has to take place once it gets dark. And what's the first of the Dawud Kaisis? Is Kiddush. Right? So you can't make Kiddush on Pesach till it gets dark. Now the truth of the matter is you could have a Mariv earlier, but we're afraid Mariv will take 5 minutes and people will go home and make Kiddush, so we typically wait at least to the minimum shear of Tetzach HaKavim, not to the maximum shear, you know, but at least to the minimum shear of Tetzach HaKavim before davening Mariv. But you can't make early on Tif, you have to worry about Ad Shetechshach, it has to be the 15th of Nisan, and Tosefes doesn't work. And as we all know, right, there's Gzeres HaKasev, Gzeres Shava, Tesvav, Sukkot takes place on the 15th of Tishrei. Pesach is on the 15th of Nisan. There's a connection between the two. Some eat, you know, matzah in the sukkah. That's a chassidish inyan. But there are many halachas that are related to one another. Gemara Masechta Sukkah. So one of them is, it has to be Ad Shetech Shach. You have to wait to make Kiddush on Sukkot until it gets dark. So Sukkot, first days of Sukkot, first days of Pesach off the table. Shmini Atzeres, we just saw, was a machlekes between the Taz and the Marshal. Can you make Kiddush early on Shmini Atzeres? Or maybe you can't because you're going to run into a problem of you should really be making a Leil Shev B'Sukkah. If all Tosefos is a precautionary time of Isa Malacha, you really can't make early Yantif on Shmini Atzeres because according to the Marshal, you should really be making a Leil Shev B'Sukkah then. So Tosefos can't override the obligation of sitting in the Sukkah. What?
My question on that, which is why I wasn't really so sure if it was a good question or not, was even if we said that you could start Shmini Atzeres early, like I'm saying in Galus, when you have, the 7 days, so I guess going into Shmini Atzeres.
Yeah, but you're going to miss out on the bracha. You're going to miss out on the bracha.
Right, the Taz's reason wouldn't apply, because there's no such thing as Tosefet Yom Tov in any way, because it's still Yom Tov regardless. You're not adding...
I'll get to Yantav Sheni in a second. Give me a second. Shavuos, we just saw, is a machlekes, the Taz and the Marshal also. Can you accept Shavuos early, or is that an encroachment on Shefa Shabbos's Pimas Tiyanis? And that's why we don't make Shavuos early. Yantav Sheni is a separate problem. Yantav Sheni is a problem of Hachana. If you're going to accept Yantav Sheni early, then we're afraid people are going to start eating their meal for Yantav Sheni while it's still Yantav Rishon. So it isn't so much of a problem of davening early, making Kiddush and the meal early, though. So you're really preparing for Yom Tov Sheni while it's still Yom Tov Rishon. So you might say, Meman of Shach, you might say, one minute, I'm eating it now, whatever now is. If now is Yom Tov Rishon, so then I'm eating a meal now in Yom Tov Rishon. If now is Yom Tov Sheni, then then I can prepare because it's it's Yom Tov Sheni. But because of the Hachana issue, you're gonna have to get the meal ready. So in order to prepare, in order to eat the meal, you're gonna have to prepare already in Yom Tov Rishon. That's why we don't make Yom Tov Sheni early. That's a Hachana issue.
Even on top of that, though, didn't we just say how the Taz's reasoning for why you would be allowed to start early is because of the context of Musaf Mechol HaLakodesh?
Yeah.
Right, so there is no Musaf Mechol HaLakodesh when you have 2 days of Yom Tov.
That's
the part where there would be a question on this land.
Can you be Moisef Yom Tov Sheni onto Kedushas Yom Tov Rishon? That's what Rav Sheflin discussed in the Corona Chuvis. One of the Corona Chuvis, because everyone was nervous about waiting between Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni, and the shuls. So he discussed, can you be Moisef Kedushas Yom Tov Sheni onto Kedushas Yom Tov Rishon? Yeah, so maybe in Tkufas Corona, this is something we could discuss. But typically, it's not something any shul rabbi does. We typically never daven early on Yom Tov Sheni. Because of the Hachana issue. Maybe you're right. Maybe in theory you could be Moisef Kedushas Yom Tov Sheni onto Kedushas Yom Tov Rishon. Yeah. I have to look into that. I have to chazar. I remember Rabbi Sheftel discussing it in one of the truths. But typically we don't do it. There's one Yom Tov you can accept early. There's one Yom Tov, Chevron. One Yom Tov throughout the whole cycle. Every shul rabbi's got to know this too. There's one Yom Tov you can accept early, which is Shvi Shal Pesach. Shvi Shal Pesach, you could be Makabel Shvi Shal Pesach early. That is no Shalom God. So that's why some rabbanim like to do it. Other rabbis say every Yom Tov I give a shir between Mincha Maariv and Yom Tov Rishon, and it's nice when the bachurim are home from yeshiva and Pesach give them time to speak. So that's why most shuls don't even make early Yom Tov on Shvi Shal Pesach. But the medaktikim, the yekas who want to get home early and know halacha, which every shul has a few of those, so they are, Rabbi, why aren't we davening early on Shvi Shal Pesach? That you get that all the time. Okay, but Rabbi said, you're right. Yeah, Benji, maybe we'll look into that for next time. I forgot what Rabbi Shechta said over there in the Chuvas. Okay, but one other issue is, that relates to this, is the Tosefos and Masechtas Beis. It says, it sounds like there's a shear for Tosefos. What is the shear for Tosefos? So he says, it must be a shear, and that's what those who weren't being careful about Tosefos were violating. They weren't eating on Yom Kippurim. They weren't keeping the proper shear for Tosefos. What is the proper shear? So Tosefos says, it sounds like there's a shear, but he's not sure what it is. And the Shutli Gibarim says, look over here in Masechtas Yuma Shetar Kohayis Mechol Al Kodesh Bein Be Yisar Achilu Bein Be Yisar Malacha V'Taysev Zeh Ein Lo Yishir O Kodem Bein Hashmashes. It's just some time Bein Hashmashes, but it doesn't give exactly a shir. He doesn't think it has a shir. Malo Taysev Shizom En Asafik O Yasim Malacha Bein Hashmashes Masa Shvizos Mi Bayd Yom. Start keeping the Yisuri Malacha from the day before, with a proper buffer, but it doesn't have a shir like there has to be a set kavua, established time, a minimum shear. As long as you're sure, right? You want to stop before the Zman, so you do it with Yiras Shamayim and be cautious about it. But there isn't a formal shear for Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Tov. Tosefes and Beitza assume there was a formal shear. So it sounds like, the Tosefes Rabbeinu Peres says, how long is it? He says a half an hour. Tosefes Rabbeinu Peres and that Tosefes and Beitza says, he'll tell you what the shear is. The shear is a half an hour. And he bases it on Av Gemara. Av Gemara at the beginning of Arba Yipsachim says, what is Samuch? Samuch Lemincha? Samuch Lemincha is typically a half an hour. You're not supposed to begin a meal. Samuch Lemincha. An hour of Pesach, what is Samuch Lemincha Katana? A half an hour before. So Tosefes Rabbeinu Peres says, what is Tosefes on Shabbos and Yom Tov is a half an hour before. B'shech to the Nefesh HaRav, quotes from Salvechik, he was machmir to be Makabel Shabbos a half an hour before Shabbos. I believe Rabbi Shech is machmir like that too. To be Makabel Shabbos a half an hour before Shabbos. That's why they used to, but we know one second, there are other communities, right? They're Yerushalayim, they do 40 minutes before. Here in Chutz La'aretz we do 18 minutes before. That's not really Tosefes Shabbos. That's for a whole other concern. But different communities always had different times in terms of how much they thought Tosefes Shabbos was. It's all based on Tosefes and Beitza that there's a shear for Tosefes Shabbos. The Shulchan Gibran says there is no shear. You know, maybe we generally assume nowadays the shear for Tosefes Shabbos is about 2 minutes. There has to be a two minute shear for Tosefes Shabbos. We don't assume a half an hour typically. If you want to keep a half an hour, I won't stand in your way, but typically, we assume 2 minutes. The Shulchan Gemara says there is no shear, though. As long as you're sure you didn't violate Shabbos, you stop before this month, that's what Tosefes Shabbos is all about. And clearly, what they're arguing about is, what is the nature of Tosefes Shabbos? If Tosefes Shabbos is to be Maisik Mechal El Kodesh, to add some of your weekday to Shabbos, because the purpose of Tosefes Shabbos is to bring forth Kedusha Shabbos into the Yemais HaChol, so then I understand why there might be a shear. If it's about just refraining from melacha in time that I don't violate Isuri Melacha of Shabbos, well then it doesn't make sense really that there should be a shear. As long as I didn't violate the Isuri Melacha, that should be good enough, and that's the Shilte HaGiburim. Typically we're machmer to try and have a little bit to make sure that we have 2 minutes. But if not, and as long as one is sure they didn't violate the Isuri Melacha of Shabbos, at least according to some, that would be good enough. That would be, hold on, is that the Mishnah Berurah discussed? No, that would be good enough, yeah. Do you have to accept this Tosefes Shabbos Baal Peh? Or is it good enough if I just stop doing Malacha? That's a Chakira, or T. Pesach Frank has in the Mekrei Kodesh. Do I have to say, Hare Ani Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos? Or is it good enough if I just stop doing Malacha? And then it's implicit that I was Mekabel Shabbos. Is that good enough? That's a suffix the Mekrei Kodesh has. The Mishnah Berurah is Machmir, you have to be Mekabel Shabbos Baal Peh. It was generally assumed that we did that at the time of Mizmor Shir, Liyom HaShabbos, right after L'Chadoidi. That's where the minig was to stand, for Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, right after L'Chadoidi, because that was when they were Makabel Shabbos, and therefore you should stand at the time that you're Makabel Shabbos. That made sense when they daven Kabbalah Shabbos before it was actually Shabbos. We daven Kabbalah Shabbos 15 minutes after the Shkia. So that's why some in our times don't stand for Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, because we're Makabel Shabbos, Shkia happened already 15 minutes ago, we're already Makabel Shabbos. So there's no reason to stand anymore for Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. And then he continued to stand, because that was traditionally the time they were Makabel Shabbos, Baal Peh. Yeah, Rav Levi, what do you want to say?
At first I was wondering if there was something to be made of between also after Shabbos. You have to say Amat Dovei Kodesh HaChol, usually before Shabbos.
No, I don't think that's related to this. I don't think it's related to this. The Prima Gadim says, Adarav, not like the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to be Makabel Shabbos Baal Peh. Why should you have to be Makabel Shabbos Baal Peh? It's enough if you refrain from doing, Malacha. I think other Achrayim say the same thing. And it makes sense. Why? Because the nature of Tosefes Shabbos, right? If it's to be Makabel Kedusha Shabbos, be Mois HaChol, to be Mois HaChol Kaddish, I understand why you have to say a Baal Peh. If it's kind of like a Kiddush, if it's about creating a buffer to make sure you don't violate Melechah Shabbos, because you can't commit to Shabbos in an instant, well then why should it be Mekabel Baal Peh? Yeah, Rav Levi, go ahead.
Yeah, Rebbe, but if it's 40 minutes before Shabbos, and you and the Mishpacha decided that you want to make an early Shabbos, and then, okay, we're all not doing Melacha, you didn't say anything, but it's understood you guys stopped doing Melacha, and then 20 minutes later, you forgot to turn on the oven. You go turn on the oven, are you now violating anything? Right? Doesn't that matter?
I suppose so, yeah.
Without a verbal affirmation, how do we know whether or not you started anything?
Well, that, it might not be about that, right? It might be about just creating a buffer. And maybe there is no chalois, kedusha, Shabbos, and you might say, oh, and if you still before the shkia, and you still have another 22 minutes after you're going to be done with the oven, maybe you're right. Maybe you can, meaning maybe it isn't no turning back issue. If Tosef Shabbos is only about, for example, what about this issue? The Emek Bracha has this suffix. Can I accept Tosef Shabbos just not to, for certain malachas and not for others? Can I say, I accept Tosef Shabbos now, or not even say anything, but I reserve the right to turn on the oven, or to adjust the oven? Does that make any sense? So if it's about Kedusha Shabbos, no, it doesn't. There's no half Shabbos, right? There's no Shabbos with texting. So, but if it's about refraining from Issa Malacha, well then yes, right? I say, other malachas I'm stopping now. This one malacha I'll stop in 5 minutes. And all that is part of what Tosef Shabbos is about. Tosef Shabbos is about just refraining from Malacha a little bit early.
Yeah. You can't get any isser for let's say starting Shabbos early and then violating it. Nothing would happen.
According to half the Rishonim, according to the other Rishonim, that's exactly what Tosef Shabbos is about. It's about Kedusha Shabbos.
Connection? According to the other half, there has to be some kind of verbal affirmation that you started.
No, if it's just about Issa Malacha, you can start and stop. I think you're right. But half the Rishonim felt right, you could be Yotzei Suda Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah felt like that, Meikar Adin. You could be Yotzei Suda Shabbos then. Well, then there is Kedusha Shabbos. So you're right. I think according to half the Rishonim, you'd be right. We're going to try and be Machmer for both. But at least according to half the Rishonim, you're right. You can start Shabbos and then stop it because it's not really starting. All you're doing is creating a buffer. Well, that's another issue. And then we'll get to accepting Shabbos early. Another issue is, let's say, Lo'elenu, a person loses a Karov right before Yontif. Or he gets a phone call right before Yontif. He lost a relative. And is on the other side of the world and they bury the guy just right now. He found out about it, Bizman Tosef is Yontif. He hears them talking into the answering machine. We're sorry to tell you, Lo'elenu shouldn't happen to us. That your relative passed away, who you obligated to shiva for, we already buried him, we should hear Simchas Gid Yontif. So now, Yontif is Mevatel Shiva, but Yontif is only Mevatel Shiva if you started, or you heard about it, before Yontif. If it's only after the onset of Yontif, you got to postpone until after Yontif. So over here, is this called, hearing about it before Yontif? That's a suffix that the Nitziv has in his Tshuvas to Meshav Davar. So if Rabbi Shechter, the Nefesh HaRav, quotes from Salve Ichik, he felt that was dependent on this, right? If Tosef is Yontif is only about an Issa Malacha, but it's not yet Yontif, that's called hearing about the relative passing away before Yontif, and Yontif would be Mavatel Shiva. If it's about Kedushas Yontif bringing it forward into Yemois HaChol, well then it's already Yontif once you accept the Tosef is Yontif, and you'd have to push off Shiva till afterwards. Now with regards to Avelis, we typically say Suffolk Lakula. Suffolk Kilchus Avelis is Lakula. But that wouldn't necessarily mean we could on all other issues relating to Tosef Shabbos and Tosef Yontif, we would go Lakula. Okay, Rabbi said, but let's move over to how does this affect accepting Shabbos early or accepting Shabbos late? Now, of course, accepting Shabbos early creates the issue of when is a person going to daven Maariv? When are you going to daven Maariv? So the Gemara says over here, Masechtas Brachas. We already saw the Gemara said the Rav Tzoyish al Shabbos Barav Shabbos. Rav used to daven used to daven Marav Shabbos early on Arab Shabbos. What about davening Mincha? What about davening Mincha Bizman Shal Tosefes? Right, a person wants to We're going to get to davening Marav early in a second. What about davening Mincha late or davening Mincha Bizman Shal Tosefes? So Mishnah Berurah says over here in Zimin Kuf Ches. Let's say a person was already Makabel Shabbos, but he hasn't yet daven Mincha. So can you daven Mincha Bizmana Tosefes? Can you daven Mincha Bizmana Tosefes? The Mishnah Berurah says no, you can't. So let's say this comes up, a woman is going to lie to Halakas Neir Shabbos, which is presumed to be a Kabbalah Shabbos. Can she daven Mincha after she's Makabel Shabbos? Bizmana Tosefes. So Mincha, Mishnah Berurah says, no, you should really daven Mincha before. Or, when you're Mekabel Shabbos, to say, I plan to daven Mincha, but that was the suffix of the Emek Bracha. Can I accept Tosef Shabbos only vis-a-vis certain things and not vis-a-vis other things? but better to daven mincha earlier. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. You can't daven mincha b'zman shel tosefes. You spell arve shtayim mechatchila tzarich hespal shtayim shel Shabbos v'rishon l'shem arve shlishin l'shem tashlum mincha. You can't daven mincha after you accept the tosefes Shabbos. The Prima Gadim disagrees. He says, no, of course you can daven mincha as long as it's still, you know, not yet Shabbos, you can daven mincha. About tefillah, the yachin nigra achar roev leini malach. About tefillah, kol shuva anu imon baruchum is power chutz beis hakneses mincha shokol. You can still daven mincha even though the tzibur has accepted tosefes Shabbos. So the Prima Gadim seems to assume you can daven mincha. The Mishnah Berurah says you can't daven mincha. Again, I think this is the same old issue we've had this entire time. I hate to plug a million things into this chakira, but we're not. This is exactly what they're saying. Is what is tosefes Shabbos? If tosefes Shabbos is about accepting kedusha Shabbos early, you can't daven mincha anymore. If it's about the Yisur Malacha, creating a buffer, well then, sure, what's the problem with davening mincha? And that's the two opinions we have in Mishnah Berurah Prima Gadim. This comes up, you know, every week. Many women like to light candles, but they didn't necessarily have time yet to daven mincha. Can they daven mincha after Halakhas Neir Shabbos? The big machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Prima Gadim. But what about davening early? What about davening early? So Rabbi said, just to review, a basic halacha is important to know for the entire year. The Mishnah Maseches Brachos Daf Chavav Mid Aleph. The tefillah is ha-mincha ad ha-erev. The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is you daven mincha until... I'm sorry, the Mishnah says you can daven mincha until the erev. Until it's time for marav. When is that? Rabbi Yehuda omer ad plaga mincha. Mincha goes until plaga mincha. That's halfway between mincha ketana and the shkia. So on a typical 6 to 6 day, mincha ketana is 3:30. Plaga mincha would be 4:45. So you could have a mincha till 4:45, and Marev right after Tfilas HaErev, Ein Lo Kevra. Tfilas HaMarev doesn't have a set time. The Vilna Gaon says what that means is, in his parish on himself, this brach is called Imrei Noyam, what that means is that the Marev follows right after the Soif Zman Mincha. So whenever Mincha ends, that's when the Zman Marev begins. So when is Marev? Marev is right after that. The opinion of the Chachamim, though, is that, where is that? That's the first opinion. Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev, Tfilas HaMincha goes until the Shkia. And Tfilas Marev is right after the Shkia. So the opinion of the Tanakama, or the Chachamim, is that Mincha goes until the Shkia, Marev is right after the Shkia. And Rabbi Yehuda says Mincha goes to Plaga Mincha, and Marev is right after the Plaga Mincha. So how do we paskin in this issue? So Gemara says, Machlekes between Rav and Rav Huna with regards to Erev Shabbos. Am Rav Chizan Echzianan. Midirav Tzoi Shal Shabbos Berev Shabbos. From the fact that Rav davened early. Did I lose you? Are we back? From the fact that Rav davened early on Erev Shabbos, must be he holds, like Rav Yehuda, that you could daven Marev before the Shkia. For sure Shabbos starts at the Shkia. The Shai goes, when can you daven Marev? So Rav Yehuda held you could daven Mincha till Plaga Mincha, Marev after the Plaga Mincha, and Shabbos yet doesn't start until the Shkia. So Rav Yehuda held you could daven Marev, Kabbalah Shabbos, before it was actually Shabbos. And that was the opinion of Rav. But Rav Huna, the Rabbanan, did not daven until it actually got dark. They waited until Shkia. So they obviously hold like the Tanakama, that the Zman Mincha goes until the Shkia, Zman Marav is after the Shkia. Shema Mina, ain halacha Rav Yehuda. So we see from that that we don't pass, and not everyone passes like Rav Yehuda. From the fact that there was a machlekes amoraim, we assume that this is an open issue. You can pass on like the Rabbanan, or you can pass on Rabbi Yehuda. Either daven mincha before the plaga mincha, marav after the plaga mincha, or mincha before the shkia, and marav after the shkia. What does it mean though? Da avid kamar avid, da avid kamar avid. So the Meiri says what we would have thought, but unfortunately we don't pass on like Meiri. Meiri says we would have thought what this means is every day pick and choose. It's a suffix, right? You want to be Nusach Ashkenaz today? You want to be Nusach Sfarad today? It's all good. They're all fine. Each one is a valid Nusach. Pick and choose every day. Vacillate. Go back and forth. He says, I don't agree. He says, whatever. Do whatever you want. Every day, pick and choose. And the fact that I did one thing yesterday and a different thing today is not a tarte desasri. It's not a self-contradictory. The opinion, though, of Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush, and this is how we paskin, is that no. You get a one chance in your life to pick Nusach Ashkenaz or Nusach Sfarad. For most of us, that was picked by our parents. Right? So you get one, you have to pick a team. Avrami, you got to pick a team. Mets, Yankees, Havdil, Elif, Alpha, Abdullahs. You have to pick a team. What? No, neither? What are you, Phillies? No, not be a Phillies.
I'm from Maryland.
Oh, Orioles. Loser. So you got to pick one team, right?
It was...
Get on the bandwagon now. We won't tell anyone. Get on the bandwagon.
And if I lived in Shushan, was I supposed to join Hanuman's team?
Oh, well done. Okay. Well done. Well played. So yeah, but over here you got to pick a team. Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanon, you can't go back and forth every day. So yes, the Avi Kamar Avi means you can pick one. Whichever one is fine. But once you pick one, your first Shabbos after Bar Mitzvah, whatever your first week, first Maariv after Bar Mitzvah, if you daven Mincha until the Shkia, and Maariv after the Shkia, that's it. You're on the Rabbanon's team. You're on the Tanakama's team. If you daven Mincha before Plaga Mincha, Maariv after Plaga Mincha, you're on Rabbi Yehuda's team for the rest of your life. And if you switch, that will be a tarte desas, you'll be self-contradictory. V'achshav, shemin agenu espal mincha, acha plaga mincha, k'rabonon ein lonu espal tfilas arvis k'redim shkiyas hachano. You should not daven mar before shkia, k'rev Yehuda lasos hakol k'rabonon. You have to do everything like the rabbanon. That's the way, that we paskin. So it says over here in the Shulchan Aruch, Zimurei Shalom and Gimel, so most of us daven mincha until the shkia, right? I don't know anyone who's machbet to daven mincha before Plaga Mincha, won't daven Mincha after the Plaga Mincha. So we are all on the Rabbanon's team. So therefore, it's really wrong to daven Maariv after the Plaga Mincha. It's wrong to daven Mincha before Plaga Mincha, Maariv after the Plaga Mincha. Even though there are camps, there are communities, I have in my community, a Plag Mincha Maariv, every night. I don't know why they can't wait till the Shkia, but they have a Plag Mincha Maariv every night. And they're going like Rabbi Yehuda, and people think every guy learns Daf Yomi. The Gemara says the Avi Kamar Avi. They think like the Meiri. I can pick and choose every day whatever I want, but that's not how we paskin. We paskin as a Tarta Desasra. Yesterday you're doing one thing, today you're doing something else. It's like Davin Nusach Ashkenaz one day, Nusach Sfar the next day. You're a Mishka Babel. So that's wrong. So over here, it's really wrong. However, the Mishnah Berurah there says and Mikol Makom Ein LaHakibazeh. He says B'diavad if you did it, you Yoytze. Look over here, Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish, Lamed Gimel, Sif Aleph. He says, "Hu shiyasa li'olam kechad minayu." Let's just read it so we're all on the same page. "Oisik rabbanim ispal mincha d'olayla." If you do like the rabbani, you daven mincha till the night. "Shuvenu yochu ispal arvis miplaga mincha." Oman, we can't daven arv after plaga mincha. "Oisik Rabbi Yehuda." If you do like Rabbi Yehuda, ispal arvis miplaga mincha. Oman, let's arach izosh. "Shuvenu ispal mincha b'isashoy." You have to be careful not to daven mincha ever, any day after the plaga mincha. "Va'achshav shenagu ispal tfilas mincha d'olayla." Nowadays, says the Shulchan Aruch, certainly in our times, we daven mincha all the time, until the Shkia. And his pal Maariv, kaidim Shkia Tzachama, you shouldn't daven Maariv before Shkia. V'im b'di'evet, his pal Tzvilas Arvis, miplaga mincha, l'mala yotza. B'di'evet, yes. U'b'shas ad-chak, shas ad-chak. Every day can't be a shas ad-chak. And why you, every day is a shas ad-chak. It can't be every day is a shas ad-chak. Yochel, his pal Tzvilas Arvis, miplaga mincha, l'mala. So there are camps where you have little kids, and we're teaching them how to daven Maariv, and you're going to wait till it's late. Nidavim Maariv, okay, I understand. That's a Shas Hachak. But every day for Balabatim, who are running around all day and, healthy and everything is fine, to start davening Maariv, Mincha Maariv, Plaga Mincha, I don't think is right. Even though we have it in our community, so I shouldn't be throwing stones. Mishnah Berurah over here says, Mikol Makom, Ein LaHakibazeh, the Shas Hachak, Rakim Al Kopanim, Ba'isa Yom, Hispal Mincha, Kaidim Plaga Mincha, even those, the Shas Hachak, where you're going to go, well, you better daven Mincha before the Plaga Mincha. Otherwise, that very day, it's a tarte desasra. That very day itself, mispal mincha achaplag shuv asala lispal arvis kaidem alayla. You can't daven maariv before the shkia. Davi tarte desasra ba'osa yom. So 7 o'clock mincha maariv the whole year long, the whole summer long, not just on Erev Shabbos. Really questionable because they daven mincha and they daven maariv before the shkia, mincha after the plaga mincha. The Chol Zed, there's some shuls that do like that. No, everyone ever heard of this? It's 7 o'clock, Mincha Maariv, the whole summer long. Young Israel of Kew Gardens Hills used to have that. The Chol Zed, Mispala B'yachid, Aval B'tzibor, this is what they were Samecha, Tzibor Shez Pala Mincha, K'shiyachu Beisim Yotarach L'kabzim Sheinis, it was going to be very hard to gather them back for a later Maariv. V'ispat Al Tzvila Tzibor L'gamer, Hikil Akhredim Shemutu Gospal Arv V'samach Mincha, you could even dive in a 7 o'clock Mincha Maariv the whole summer long, because it's B'tzibor. And B'tzibor, it's be hard to gather them again. What about an Erev Shabbos, though? Erev Shabbos, can you daven, let's say we're all daven Mincha until the Shkia, right? So we're not supposed to daven Maariv until after the Shkia. How do we make early Shabbos, then? How do we make early Shabbos? It's a Tarta Desasra. Thursday, we're davening Mincha all the way until the Shkia, Maariv after the Shkia. And all of a sudden, comes Friday, we're davening Mincha before Plaga Mincha, and Maariv after the Plaga Mincha. How, it's a Tarta Desasra from day to day. Yeah, what do you say, Rav Levi?
Maybe it's worse. I know of some modern Orthodox, some Israel synagogues, temples that they daven mincha after plag and marv before shkia.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. 7 o'clock mincha marv the whole summer long.
No, but they're not even right. They're not. But they're not even doing like today we'll follow Rabbi Yehuda in honor.
No, 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock after plag before the shkia. No, so we saw that Mr. Brewer said if you can't gather the people again, you can do that, even though it's a tarte disaster in the very same day. I'm not here. There's a source for that. But it's a tarte disaster. If you're worried about tarte disaster, that's a tarte disaster for sure. But it's really a tarte disaster. Huh? It's a tarte disaster on two levels. It's a tarte disaster because then the same day they're doing the davening in the same Zman Min Chomara. But not only that, the final Rabbi Huda and the Rabban at the same time. But not only that, yesterday or in the winter, they daven Mincha all the way until the Shkia. Now in the summer, they're davening Mariv before the Shkia. So it's a tarte disaster not only the same day, it's a tarte disaster from day to day. So just like B'Shas HaKach, we could allow a Tarte Disasri, you know, one day I did like Rabbi Huda, the next day I'm going to do like the Rabbanon, even in the same day itself, we understand that if you can't gather the people again, you could do that. Well, how do we, though, we daven Mincha until the Shkia, how do we daven Mariv, on Erev Shabbos before the Shkia? Now all of a sudden comes Erev Shabbos, we're doing like Rabbi Huda. So if you look back to Zion on the sheets of Reish Lama Zion, the Shulchan Aruch says that because of Tosefes Shabbos, because of the midst of Tosefes Shabbos, they allowed you to follow Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Shabbos. Even though we normally wouldn't do that, because of Tosefes Shabbos, we allowed it. So look over here, it says, Magdimin les pal arvis yoysa mi bimoysa chol, of paga mincha yochol ahadu kabal Tosefes Shabbos, filos arvis lecho miyad. Mishnah Berurah and Sifkan Gimel says, because of Tosefes Shabbos, the cave of the mitzvah sala hoysif, on the third line, mechol ha-koydish, ukva kibol Shabbos, olav yochol isma chodasa servim, da havi kalayla le'inyin tefillah. Oh, so you could daven early, even though it's a tarte disaster. Yesterday I daven Marav Mincha until the Shkia, Marav after the Shkia. Today I'm going to daven Mincha until the plag, and Marav after the plag. It's allowed because of the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. Okay. But then the Mishnah Berurah throws in, but be careful on Erev Shabbos not to do a tarte disaster. Don't do 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock is always after the plag, but before the Shkia, 7 o'clock is a tarte disaster. So the frumer shuls on Erev Shabbos are careful to daven Mincha before the plag and Marav after the plague. But Lamaisa was a minig Yisrael to always have a 7 o'clock Mincha Marav. There was such a minig. But the Mishnah Berurah says not to do it, it's a tarte disaster. However, in the Shaar HaTzion, he quotes from a Derech HaChaim, that was the Nesivis. The Nesivis says, you can do it on Erev Shabbos. Not during the week. 7 o'clock Mincha Marav, we saw that's only a Shas HaChak, you can't gather the people again and all that whole story. But on Erev Shabbos, you can do it because of Tosefes Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't accept it. What is the Derech HaChaim driving at? So I'll tell you, Rabbi, I think what the Derech HaChaim, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't accept it, but I think what the Derech HaChaim is saying is the following. If Tosefes Shabbos is a Kabbalah Shabbos, not just a buffer for Issa Malacha, you're being Makabal Shabbos early, of Kedusha Shabbos, so then I think what he's saying is that it's already now a different day. See, it's not a Tarte Disaster. What is the Mishnah Berurah assuming? He's assuming when I daven Mariv, and in the same time period I daven Mincha, that's a Tarte Disaster, like I did it on Thursday. But I don't think it's the same. I think what the Derech HaChaim Siddur would argue is, that's the Nesivis and the Siddur, is that when I'm a Kabbal Tosefes Shabbos, early on Friday, that is a hyphen, that breaks the day, and now it's a new day. It's a Kedusha Shabbos. So if right, what Tosefes Shabbos is about is not just an Issa Malacha. Tosefes Shabbos is Ma'aseh Mechol HaKodesh. It creates, you know, a new day. So then, of Kedusha Shabbos, not a calendaric day, but at least a Kedusha Shabbos. So I daven Mincha, right, until, you know, after the plaga, Mincha, but before the Shkia. And then I'm a daven Marav right after. Yes, so normally I would have been a Tarte Disaster, not an Erev Shabbos. You know why? Because once I'm a Kabbal Tosefes Shabbos, a new day. And it's not a Tarte Disaster. So in my mind, I think there's a lot to rely upon to daven at 7 o'clock. Mincha Marav. Those who are going to be machmir for Tarte Disasri and will not accept Tosefes Shabbos as a valid reason to overlook that, well then you shouldn't be doing early Shabbos at all, because this is the whole thing as a Tarte Disasri. Thursday I did one thing, Friday I'm doing something else. And I happen to think from the fact we make early Shabbos, Balabatam got confused. I don't mean it in any, you know, derogatory way. People are confused. They say, well, we daven early Shabbos, why can't I daven early on Thursday too? And they think, well, if I daven late on Wednesday, I could daven early on Thursday. But really, that's a problem of Tarte Disaster. We only overlook it because of Tosefes Shabbos. So I think what that means is, not because of Tosefes Shabbos, we're going to overlook the problem of Tarte Disaster. What that is about is, once I'm a Kabbal Tosefes Shabbos, that's Ki'ilu, it's alive already. It's Kedusha Shabbos. And therefore, I could daven Marav Leh. But this is only assuming Tosefes Shabbos is not just a buffer for Issa Malacha. It actually, you know, it breaks the day of Friday into half and makes it now into Kedusha Shabbos. Now I can understand why I could daven Ma'ariv already. You know, even though I just daven Mincha, I'm going to daven Ma'ariv now. It's already broken up by the fact that I was Makabel Shabbos in between. Rabbi, so you hear why that's a little bit of a justification for the 7 o'clock Mincha Ma'ariv. Okay, Mi'at Hashem, next time we're going to go on to Dawud Kaisis. That's the bottom Kaisis over here. Yifchasulam Mi'arva Kaisis. Okay, Mi'at Hashem, tomorrow we'll do that, yeah? Tomorrow's shiur is at 11:15, like usual.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.